This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When did you purchase something beyond ridiculous, but you have absolutely no regrets about that purchase?
Zero regrets.
206-803-ROCK. Andrew from Kent, how much did you spend on black lights?
Over $800.
What? Ooh. What were you using these black lights for?
To light up an entire gymnasium. It was awesome. They were fantastic. It worked out so good.
How many times have you used them since the original time you put them to use?
So far, 3 times, and then I bought more.
See, I think I would just have them set up in, like, if I had a basement, in the basement, so it's like the black light room or in some random room in the house, and then use them whenever you need to use them for your actual job.
Right. Absolutely.
Get your money's worth.
Totally.
Turn your own, like, a guest bedroom into, like, a strip club.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I feel like I need some house black lights. That's a great idea.
Everybody looks better under a black light.
That's true. 206-803-ROCK, when did you purchase something beyond ridiculous, but you have no regrets? Trucker Rob, tell us about the chair you bought.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
What's up, Trucker Rob?
Hey, as always.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a little worried you weren't going to give it to us.
Oh, no. I'll give it to you. No, I did this about 10 years ago. You know, I'm an avid hunter, and I got a pretty good-sized black bear, about 300 pounds, give or take, and I had an old chair that I used to use a lot, so I kind of got a wild hair up my butt, and I talked to a buddy of mine who's a taxidermist. I said, hey, how much to skin that out and wrap that chair with that bear hide and have the head come right up over the top of the chair to where I can actually use, or it's like me looking at you, or you can use it for a headrest? He goes, 500. And I said, how about for 400? He goes, deal. So I had him do it, and it was badass. I mean, I got everybody going, dude, that's a badass chair. Where did you get that? But, you know, I don't regret it. Some people thought I was stupid, but I'm like, hey, my bear, my money.
Dude,
Trucker
Rob, and I'm sure my wife would totally disagree with me. I think that is the greatest money spent ever on anything. I think that is fantastic. How comfortable is the chair? Like, does that fur feel good when you sit on it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, because we put extra pads during and on where you sit down, one against your back. So, I mean, you know, you sit there like in the summertime with no shirt on. It's just like, oh, God, you just kind of sink into that chair and go, okay, I'm going to go to sleep for a couple hours and just check the hell out. Yeah, it was very comfy. But, you know, I had that for about 8 years, and then unfortunately I had a house fire. And
that was one thing
that didn't make it out of the house fire.
Oh, man.
So now it's Smokey the Bear's chair.
206-803-ROCK.
I would want to mess with my friends with that. Like, have it so that, like, you know, it doesn't look like a bear's head is attached to it, and then, like, you're just hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of drinks. Maybe people are smoking some stuff. Like, now it's time. Like, hit a button, and the bear's head just pops up over the chair.
206-803-ROCK. When did you purchase something beyond ridiculous and you have no regrets?
One of the text messages we got also has to do with furniture. $50 on a super nice couch that my buddy was getting rid of. Ended up being too big to even fit through my apartment door. Yep, I'm the idiot that didn't measure it.
Hey.
Ended up giving it to another friend for free if he could pick it up right away, which he did.
Oh, that's brutal.
like this one. I bought my cat an exercise wheel. She never used it.
They make them for cats?
I don't know. I'm not a cat owner.
That's wild.
Is that a thing?
I mean, I've only ever seen one that's like hamster size. That's crazy.
Also, I would think a cat of all animals is not going to, you can't, can you train a cat to use an exercise wheel?
I don't know.
Speaking of exercise, a gym membership, went for a week last year. Haven't been back. I keep saying I'll start again next week. Start again today.
Yeah, today's the day.
Stop waiting till next week.
I'm going to turn this life around.
Oh, this one's a dagger, though. This person says, I co-signed for a $15,000 motorcycle with a guy who I met about a month before. He ended up destroying that motorcycle 20 minutes after riding it. Never paid a dime on the loan. I had to file bankruptcy when I was 21. Let's just say I was a really, really stupid person back then.
Oh, my gosh. That is horrible.
You're just a helpless romantic.
So what was the most ridiculous, outside of the interview you paid for, what's the most ridiculous purchase you've ever made that you have no regrets about?
Everything. Everything I make is stupid, from goalie pads to different like random drum things. I'm always buying stupid stuff. That's the one thing I feel like I've definitely picked up from my dad. My dad will see something on TV and he wants to just buy it. And
love that.
The difference between him and I was he would actually buy it because I would show up to their house and he'd have just boxes of the as seen on TV products. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I would think to buy it, but then, you know, my wife would be like, you're not buying that vacuum cleaner. I'm like, what? Why not? It could clean the car. It could do this. But what about you?
I mean, the most ridiculous one was when I bought our Sleep Number bed when I was like a little bit intoxicated in the middle of the night and just started chatting with the chat bot. Like, you up? Yeah. I'm thinking about buying this bed. $6,000 later or whatever it was. I was like, what have I done? That said, no regrets because it's the most comfortable night's sleep I've ever had.
Also, you've purchased a hot tub when you were drunk, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should not be allowed to drink an Amazon or you know, online shop at all.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.